Secrets can lead to misunderstanding. Misunderstanding can cause fear. Everyone knows what fear can do. We are here to learn and shine the bright light of truth on these stories. You will know why Show Me Scares.
Hello.
Hi there.
Boogaboo.
What?
I don't know.
Why?
Because I'm strange.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Welcome to Show Me Scares. I'm Shayla.
And I'm Terry.
Woohoo! See, since I said it before, I didn't have anything to say afterwards, so I just woohooed.
Why? You're getting too old.
I know.
Your birthday's tomorrow.
Yeah!
That's why I said that.
My birthday is tomorrow. Hey, me.
You old ass. Even though I'm 4 years older than you.
You know, I don't know when it happened, but at some point, I'm going to say maybe 32.
Okay.
I know.
That was like 2 years ago.
I know. I think that's the age when I went, who cares?
Wow.
Yeah. Because I really thought when I turned 25, 25 was the hardest.
30 was the hardest for me. I cried.
Oh, man. 25, I was like, oh, my God.
Really?
I'm only 5 years from 30. And then when I turned 30, I was like, okay, that wasn't terrible.
And then 32
And then
happened.
I hit 32 and I'm like, come on, 70.
Why?
I don't know.
Yeah, you are weird.
I've just gotten comfortable with the idea that I'm aging.
I just gave up on it.
Well, whatever. You don't really have a choice.
I know. So. Life.
You kind of have to fall into it or just be miserable.
Truth.
Or, you know, make fun of it. People do that a lot.
So what do you got this week?
So we're going to do something a little different this week because it's been a busy, busy
You always say week. That, though.
Thanks. Thanks for that.
It's true. I got work. I got homework.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah. But also we took a vacation this week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's that.
I'm just kidding.
Along with everything else. So I just thought we went back to Eureka Springs. It's now apparently a thing for my birthday weekend. We didn't mean that, but it happened. And I just thought we would talk about Eureka Springs a little bit. It's Arkansas. I know. Not the Show Me State. Sue me.
Whoa, easy.
Well, I'm just, you know, Arkansas is like our neighbors. And we don't have to go very far, and we hit Arkansas where we are.
I was
going to
say, it's like an hour and a half away.
Yeah, it's not far at all for us. So I just thought we'd talk about a little bit of our Eureka Springs because it's so cool. It's such a neat place. And we did the Crescent, of course. And so if anybody wants to, like, research some haunted places in Eureka Springs, in case you didn't know, the Crescent Hotel is haunted. Oh, my God.
I'm surprised you found anything not.
It was not Crescent. Easy. Not easy at all. Everything. Like, you type in haunted Eureka Springs, it's going to be America's most haunted hotel.
Of course.
Which I think it's really funny that they actually have trademarked that name. So, I mean, nobody can use that. Not really, because
smart of them.
It's theirs. It's so funny.
You don't think they're the most haunted hotel?
No.
In America.
No, I don't.
What about the place in Colorado?
The Stanley Hotel? Yeah. I don't know.
We should go check it out. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Eureka.
Anyway, Eureka Springs. So we've talked about it before when we did the Crescent. It sprang up as kind of a resort town because of the healing waters. Mm-hmm. And once modern medicine kind of took hold, people realized it's just water and they stopped going there. So it did, fall at one point. And the depression was particularly hard on Eureka Springs. You can imagine if you're just relying on tourism. And nobody's going traveling anymore because they have no money, Then those towns are going to be hit particularly hard. And you can see, it's sad, you can see some of that has happened with the pandemic. It seems like they're doing okay, but there are several shops closed down. And also, it could be Some of them, we found out, were actually closed for the season and would be opening back up in the next few weeks. So we could have just missed some of them, but...
Yeah, the taffy shop was closed. What?
I know you were
upset about that. That's the whole reason why I went.
You and your candy. So, interesting thing. We stayed at Spring Street Overlook, which is right on Spring Street. It's on top of a store. And we had a little balcony, looked out over Spring Street, hence the name. And this place only has two rooms. They're just two suites that are above the storefront. And one's in the front, ours was in the front, and the other in the back has its own little garden. But the other suite was not rented out the whole time we were there, so it was just us in this place.
It was
place.
Pretty nice.
It was really nice. It was cool. It was the feel of having a whole house yourself without, you know, having a whole house.
Wow.
That might have been nice, actually. But no, it was a really nice place to stay. We enjoyed our time there. It had a giant jacuzzi tub in it, which was... one of the main features that I said we had to have was a tub so that I could take a lot of baths.
So it was there, what, in the healing 3.5 days? And I'm pretty sure that tub was filled up 6-7 times.
Yeah. At least. I took a bath twice. Or two every day.
Twice.
Yes. Yeah. I love the baths. And we took all kinds of bath stuff. And they have lovely little bath shops. I mean, they still talk about the water and promote their water. Not maybe at the same extent, of course, but we were able to get some cool bath stuff and came back with our skin feeling amazing from all of it, so that was great.
Yeah.
So the cool thing about being on Spring Street with a balcony is that you can people watch all day long, and then at night the ghost tour stops right outside our balcony. And I got to hear some stories. Not really any ghost stories. Interesting. I think there was one that kind of, I mean, we'll talk about it. That's the first one on the list, actually, the New Orleans Hotel. And that's the only ghost story that I heard. And they were outside of our door a long time. Mm-hmm. So I think it's definitely more of, and we didn't take this tour, but I think it's definitely more of a history tour where they talk about, hey, that could be why it's haunted.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't take it because it was cold at night and it's quite a long, it's like 2-hour long tour. So I can't do the cold. So when it's warmer, we can go back and take it. Maybe. The New Orleans Hotel was right across the street. From kind of, I mean, a little up the street from us, but
you can hear the music and such.
Yeah, that was cool too.
See the traffic. So.
So, this hotel was built in 1892, and it went through a few different names, a few different owners. Obviously, it's 2021. But there was a story that I found about a malfunctioning elevator. So apparently, if you stay at the New Orleans Hotel now, they tell you they don't have an elevator. And if you go to the top floor, it's actually the 6th floor. Another interesting thing about Eureka Springs is at one time they had to build the streets up because of all the water runoff that was making things terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of... the buildings on that side of the street down the mountain, they actually ended up, their storefronts were then underground. And so when you walk into a building, you're actually walking into the 3rd floor of those buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Right off the street.
It's pretty cool.
It's really cool. And so what that also did was make tunnels that run underneath the sidewalks of Eureka Springs. So... neato Frito. Anyway,
wow.
So this hotel at the very top of the 6th floor, the elevator had been malfunctioning when it got to the 6th floor. And so rather than, you know, have somebody come and take a look and maintain this elevator, they just put an out of order sticker over top of the button on the 6th floor. And then they would tell people when they checked in, if they checked into the sixth floor, that they would have to ride the elevator to the fifth and then get off and take the stairs to the sixth because the elevator didn't
it's
go that
weird
far.
Weird that it's just that floor.
It is. I don't know. So there is a guy who's doing a little bit of work on the sixth floor, like renovation work kind of. And he, his name's Mark, and he has a bunch of debris stuff that he needs to carry out. And so he finds a laundry cart and loads it full, but then getting it down the stairway is not easy.
Of course not.
And so he thinks, I'm just going to try it. He pushes the elevator. He puts his finger under the paper and hits the call button. And the elevator comes. He's like, whoa, it worked. He pushes the laundry cart inside. And whatever he's doing, there was a very specific story told. But I'm not sure how you would know that. The story that was told was he reached inside the elevator to hit the fifth floor button so he could run down the stairs whenever it got there and pull out the cart. Or whatever floor he was going to. Because there wasn't enough room for him in there. Well, I don't know.
Or maybe he just didn't want to try it.
Maybe.
Since it was supposedly broke.
Yes. So as he's reaching inside to do that.
Uh-oh.
The brakes failed on the elevator and it went free falling.
Was it on like half in and half out?
Yes. His head was in.
Oh, God.
The rest of him was not.
Oh, my God.
So I'm not sure why you would reach in, hit the button, and run. I don't buy that. I think he was probably like just going in and
it just fell.
Again, why would anybody have thought that process through whenever they see this disaster? Why would they think, oh, you know what he was doing? He was reaching in to push the button and then he was going to run down. Like, what? Why do you put all that together? Like, he didn't tell anybody that, so we
maybe
don't know
that.
Maybe
he had cameras. Did they have cameras back then?
Or no. When he got killed? I mean, they could have. It was in 1985, actually. Mm-hmm. So they could have, but I don't want to watch that footage. So
can
anyway.
You imagine finding the head?
No. No. So it just smushed his head. They did say that he died instantly.
It just smushed his head.
It just smushed his head. It didn't cut it off. Everybody's going to think, you know, like,
oh, well,
like
what
is
I
it? Final Fantasy or whatever?
What?
Is that it? No, that ain't.
That's a...
Final Destination.
Final Fantasy is a game.
Totally different.
Yeah, totally different. It's a role-playing game at that.
I have no idea what it is. But it's Final Destination. Isn't there a scene on there where that happens? I don't know. I don't watch those movies. They're terrifying. But anyway, that's what made me think of. And so his head just gets smushed and he like bleeds out down the elevator shaft.
What do you mean his head just gets smushed? His body's not connected to it, right?
No. Well, yeah. Yeah. His head just got... That's it. Smushed.
So his head smushed in the elevator is where?
Well, it kind of hung up on him for a little bit.
Oh my God. Yeah. I'm sorry I asked.
I know. And he bled out just down the elevator shaft. Mm-hmm. And all in the elevator, obviously. And so rather than, again, do anything about it, they just closed up the elevator, walled it off, and put a door in front of it. And now it looks like a closet. And they tell people they have no elevator.
They still don't have an elevator.
And so I did hear someone talking about investigating that hotel and that they actually opened the elevator for them to see and that the blood was still there. It's still stained in blood.
Unbelievable.
It's never been touched.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's terrible.
For real.
So we know that they say they have a newspaper clipping of that. I could not find any newspapers reporting that. But the hotel, like I said, did switch hands and switch names several times. So I could be looking for the wrong hotel. And just saying hotel in Eureka Springs.
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck with that. Like, I don't have that many lives to look for that. So Mark died.
Yeah. Poor Mark.
Yeah. There was a little girl who was with her mother at work at the hotel. And the little girl was playing and she would come over to her mom and ask if it was okay for her to talk to that guy. And her mom's like, sure, it's fine. You're right here. I can see you. Go along. So she went along and was playing around and stuff. And her mom calls her and tells her it's time for lunch. So she comes over and she said, Mom, do you think it's okay if I eat lunch with my new friend? And her mom was like, what? Mm-hmm. She's like, I want to go eat lunch with Mark.
Oh.
Yeah. So there was, and her mom was kind of cool about it and was like,
okay, go.
All right, whatever. Go eat. Go eat lunch with Mark.
Maybe it was just imaginary friend.
That's a pretty big coincidence, don't you think?
That's what mom thought is what I was meaning.
Oh. Oh, yeah. I see what you did there.
Oh, my gosh. This is going to be a long like, episode.
What? Did you not listen to my story? God.
All right, Mrs. Final. Whatever.
Oh, I know. That's dumb.
Fantasy.
So, also, there's a man in room 106 who claimed that he was awoken by someone sitting down on his bed. And he was, like, fighting mad. Like, who the hell just got in my room? And jumped up, like, ready to go. And was like, oh, nobody's here. Just well, kidding.
I feel stupid. Yeah. Glad nobody saw that.
And then there's another claim of the sound of a loud bang that shakes the ceiling.
Whoa.
Maybe the elevator falling over and over again. I don't know how traumatic that really was. I mean, we lost a life, yes, but...
Was it, like, that loud when it happened?
I would think an elevator free falling.
But how did... Where was the final destination of it? Did it go
Quit
all...
Quit saying that.
Did it go all the way... Like how I did that. Did it end up falling all the way to the bottom?
Yeah, I mean, it would have had to if the braking system completely failed.
Well, you said it hung up a mark.
Well, I don't know what happened to it afterward. I wasn't there. I couldn't find the article.
What kind of research did you do?
As much as possible. I'm telling you, these people are very, very protective of their ghost stories.
Because they do tours.
Yeah, they make a living off of this. So that's the New Orleans Hotel. It is a gorgeous hotel. I wanted to stay there. I'm kind of glad that we didn't. Not because of anything they did or that it was haunted. But because...
We were the only people in our room.
We had our balcony to ourselves, and they have shared balconies. So it's still really cool. I mean, they have like their balconies all looks like New Orleans.
It's lit up and it has beads and stuff.
And there's beads. Yeah, there's beads hanging all over it. And there's music playing all the time. It looks like a fun place. They have snazzy looking bellboys running around.
It looks people's fun. Cars. We could see it just fine from our balcony.
And enjoy the music.
For sure. And the tour. The ghost tour.
There was a small ghost tour that, yeah. There's that. So, the next place that we'll talk about is one place that I also wanted to stay.
Oh, gosh.
The Basin Park Hotel.
It's kind of a big one, though.
Yeah, it's very big. If you're in downtown Eureka Springs, you're going to know the Basin Park Hotel because it's, like, looming over downtown. It's beautiful. It is a sister hotel to the Crescent Hotel. I don't know if you've heard of that.
No way. A couple times. I think you mentioned that in our last episode over Eureka as well.
God.
Right?
Yes. Yes, yes, I did. A few times.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. I don't know. It's not that popular.
Continue. Sorry.
The Basin Park Hotel opened in July of 1905.
A little bit ago.
Mm-hmm. In 1944, Roy Parkhill bought the hotel and gifted it to his nephew, Joe.
Well, that's a hell of a gift.
Right? Why the hell don't my uncle buy me a hotel?
Where's our rich relatives at?
I want a luxury hotel in a booming tourist town.
Anyway.
Joe made the Basin Park kind of a cool place. Like, he started doing horseback riding and hay rides. I mean, who doesn't love a good hay ride? But also, he added slot machines, and he served alcohol, even though it was illegal. It was a dry county at that time. So
brave.
Yeah. He didn't give a shit.
I own this hotel.
He did. The hotel was raided in 1955 and Joe and several others were arrested. Whoops. In yeah. It worked out for him. In 1997, the Roenicks. Do you remember that name? They bought the hotel and renovated it. They are the same ones that own the Crescent. That's why it's a sister.
They knew what was up.
Yeah, they did. They own Eureka Springs, apparently. So the popular claims here are that of a little girl with pigtails and a yellow dress running around and playing in the hotel.
Cute.
That wouldn't be too bad to see. So for some people, ghost kids freak them out.
Well, yeah. Do you know her story, why she's there?
No. No. I'm telling you, these ghost stories are guarded. Like, I'm pretty sure we could hack the CIA before we found these ghost stories.
Well, you need to learn how to do that.
I'm working on it. The other popular story in this place is a young translucent woman with blonde hair and steel blue eyes that seem to pierce your soul.
Oh, that sounds a little more dangerous.
Yeah. I'm like, stop looking at me. What? That's creepy. There's also claims of things moving on their own. And I did find some, like, firsthand stories.
Ooh.
So I'm going to tell you those. Guests in room 309, they reported that they awoke at 4 a.m. to see a 6-foot-tall man wearing boots, spurs, and a duster standing at the foot of their bed.
Cowboy up.
Excuse me, can I help you, sir? What the fuck are you doing in my room? That's my question.
That would definitely be odd.
Yeah. Here's another. I stopped by my room to put some powder in my shoes.
What?
That's what she said. I distinctly remember the powder being the last thing I packed before leaving my home. However, the powder was nowhere to be found.
Did the ghost need powder?
Yeah. I left the room to go shopping downtown. I purchased a simple silver ring and placed it on the nightstand along with my watch, glasses, and loose change. Then I went to sleep. The next morning, the ring was nowhere to be found. After searching everywhere around the bed and sifting through the luggage items, I gave up. I raised my arms up to the air and said aloud, "When you finish playing with the ring, please return it to me." 2 weeks later, while sweeping my home, the ring appeared in the path of the floor that I was sweeping.
Whoa. That's creepy. Yeah.
Like, thanks. Back home? And you get the hell out of here.
Come on back to the motel. The hotel.
Another story. Last winter, I was doing room checks on the second floor. No guests were around. I had checked the north hall and turned the corner into the hall towards the front of the hotel when I heard a door slam behind me down the north hall. I checked the hall again, but there wasn't any unlocked doors nor anyone there. I proceeded to the south hall. As I started walking down the hall, I heard what sounded like someone jiggling a doorknob. This is the only time I have ever been unnerved in the basin.
Ooh.
The last story at the basin. The night I stayed there, I woke abruptly seeing a shadow of a man wearing a Victorian-style derby hat cast on the wall next to my bed. When I looked over at the window to see if maybe I left the curtains open, I turned back around and the image was gone. Feeling a little shaken, I immediately turned the lights on and sat there for a moment trying to gather my thoughts when the lights started to flicker.
Oh.
After about three minutes, the lights, the flickering stopped.
Wow.
And it was hard for me to go back to sleep.
That's what you struggled to say?
No, I struggled to say flickering lights. I don't know. You want to talk about the Crescent?
You did a whole episode on the Crescent.
but it's haunted, man.
No way. No,
there are now lookout cottages in Crescent Park. And they have some good stories. Okay? So.
Okay. Well, tell me about them.
There is. Let's talk about. The different people that they say could be haunting these cottages. Okay? One of them could be Marge Lyons. She was a writer for the Chicago Tribune. And her husband, Jedge, in Lookout Manor. In Lookout's Manor. The Manor at Lookout. Lookout Cottages, Crescent. Lookout Cottages.
I gotcha.
Okay. In the late 1940s, Marge visited the Basin Spring bathhouse and got her spring water bath on.
Wow.
Yes. And there was a nurse that worked at the bathhouse named Alice Coleman. She had become kind of a big deal when it came to therapeutic baths and caregiving. And she built up a really nice clientele of people who were well off and helped to. She's actually known as the founder of the spa movement in Eureka Springs.
Oh, okay.
Young Alice. And she would often come to Lookout and give Marge in-home treatments. So she was there often. There was another client of hers that has been reported to haunt the Crescent Hotel. Her name is Irene Castle. I don't know. I have never heard that name before, as much as I've looked into the Crescent. But, I mean, it could, you know.
You never know.
And then there's another one of Alice's clients. He was a paralyzed man who lived on Lookout, the estate, in the gatehouse. So whenever he died, he was so appreciative of Alice that he actually willed her his gatehouse and the adjoining guest quarters.
Wow.
Yeah. She renamed the gatehouse Anchorage. And she renamed the guest quarters Sweet Alice.
Oh, that's cool.
I don't know if she renamed them, but that's what I found. I think I'm not going to rename a place Sweet Shayla.
Why?
Ooh, I like it. Maybe I would. I'm just saying, like, I just don't buy it that she did that. Maybe she did.
Well, who else will do it?
The person later who found out the history and was like, ooh, well, let's call this Sweet Alice. If
right afterwards you it got renamed or something.
I have no idea when. But there are some great stories from employees of the Lookout. And here are some of those. A couple just going to bed in the Anchorage watched a blue orb travel from the living room doorway across the bedroom and disappear through the upstairs door. The next day, the husband made an unrelated phone call to his mother, who surprisingly explained, without prompt, a blue orb was harmless, even though her son had not mentioned the mysterious incident from the night before.
Weird. Yeah,
like, Mom, what the heck? What?
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. Stop talking. Occasionally, guests driving up to the estate's gate have seen a ghostly light in an upstairs Anchorage window, yet no light source has ever been found by guests once inside the cottage. Huh. So I guess maybe they're staying in the cottage is what I'm gathering. During lunch one day, I was telling a story about when I was in elementary school over in Rogers. Not me, this person telling the story. There was this shy, quiet boy named David Rose who rode our school bus and was teased by everybody but me. Then one day he was gone. Some said he died. Right after lunch, I went over to clean Sweet Alice.
That is so weird.
The first thing I did, as I always do, was to check the guest book. It was open, uncharacteristically, to the back inside cover. There, in child script, was written, "I came to see you." It was signed David Rose.
Okay, that gave me goosebumps.
Me too. See him? So, those are the stories of the Lookout Cottages. That's cool. Yeah. I wanted to stay there, but they were like, whoa, expensive. I was like, better not. So, anybody who follows us on social media has seen photos from our trip in Eureka Springs. Mm-hmm. And they know that we did it, what no one has done. We actually caught Bigfoot.
I didn't know where he was going.
Yeah. The way that I would absolutely see me catching him, and that was to sit on him. Yeah.
I love you.
So, I have the proof. He was nice.
Yeah, he let you sit on him.
Yeah, he didn't really seem to care.
He took selfies with us. Uh-huh. Very cool.
So, I thought, what is, like, covering the area if we don't talk about Bigfoot, too?
That's true.
So, I did find a Bigfoot sighting.
Nice.
It's not that long. It's not that involved. But it's still a Bigfoot sighting. And
gotta talk about it.
It's between Eureka Springs and Springfield, coincidentally enough.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. So, here we go. This happened in the summer of 1994, and this is straight from their words. I had been playing and living at an opera festival 7 miles or so west of Eureka Springs in the Ozark Mountains. One night, after a run-out performance in Missouri, several of us were driving back to the festival site. We were on Highway 62... question mark, he's not real sure, or she, between Beaver Lake and Eureka Springs. It was after midnight when our car lights illuminated someone or something standing off of the right side, south side of the road. It raised its hands and covered its face, I assume due to the car lights. We saw no clothes on it, and it appeared to be covered in brownish hair. What we saw didn't really register at first. We all thought it was very strange that someone would be out there naked at that time of night. None of us thought it was a bear because we saw hands. Also, I had seen bear in that part of Arkansas, and this did not resemble a bear. We didn't stop or turn around because we were all a little freaked out. I later realized that this thing had been standing on a small slope. It must have been 7 to 8 feet tall.
Ooh.
It wasn't thick or bulky, but appeared thin in comparison to its height. Ever since the first incident, I have read and seen everything I could get my hands on concerning Bigfoot. That being said, when I saw what I did in 1994, my first reaction was, who's stupid enough to be out here at this time of night? They'll get run over. Then I realized that it was hair covered and tall. And probably not a man.
Bigfoot's the stupid one out there.
Don't call my friend stupid.
Oh, my.
Yeah, he's my bud. So anyway, that was interesting, right?
Right.
No, I just thought it would be cool to find a Bigfoot sighting or something cryptid related. I did not find any UFO sightings.
Darn.
Sorry. I'll do better next time. So... anyway, we had a fantastic week and extended weekend.
It was nice.
It was nice. And I'm exhausted now.
Oh my gosh. We didn't do anything.
Yeah.
We spent one whole day that was raining in the room taking baths and watching creepy stuff.
Yeah. It was our jammy day.
It was.
It was great. So, hope you guys enjoyed this. Just a little extra something something about Eureka Springs, since we like to cover the places that we visit if possible.
Are you not done telling about the doll incident?
I was waiting for you to mention it because you were so torn up about it. I knew it's that so you had dumb. To say something.
Who the hell keeps that many dolls in one spot?
So apparently, the building across the street from us, on the floor just across the street from us.
Literally can see in the windows.
From what we understand from the ghost tour that was outside, there is a doll museum, like a Victorian antique doll museum on that floor. And it has
200.
Been, it's like, yeah.
200 dolls.
He said probably 200 dolls. And that it's been closed down for 19 years, but it's still left the way that it was. So they're all still just in there.
And creepy as F.
Yeah.
And dusty. And
yeah.
Why?
So luckily we heard that story our last night there.
Luckily, hell, you came running in there all telling me about it.
Knowing. I know, but that's what I'm saying. You would have been like, we have to switch rooms.
We're going home.
Because she was totally freaked out the last night, knowing that there were 200 antique dolls across the street from us.
How? What? No.
I thought it was fine.
No, and, I mean, the whole thought of having that many of them.
I'm super sad because I would love to have a collection of old dolls, and I know you're never going to let me have them.
I will divorce your ass and leave.
I'm going to start hiding them in the attic.
Bullshit. You ain't going to get your ass up in the attic.
And then when you find them, you'll be like, oh my God. You're and I'll so be like, mean. I don't know. They must have been here when we moved here. I don't
know. Not going to happen.
So, anyway, I hope you all enjoyed this. We enjoyed doing it. It's nice to have a nice, calm episode where we can just talk about a cool place. We will be back next week.
What are we doing next week?
Good question.
You better make it a good one.
I will. I'll make it a really good one.
Dig deep.
Yes. Deep in my soul. Deep. And make up a story that is really good. Just kidding. Okay. We need to do a live soon, too. Just keep that in mind.
Any suggestions?
No. Do we have any reviews this week?
We have two.
Two.
Two 5-star.
I they like were great. It. They were really great.
They were. So this first one, I don't know how to pronounce any of it. It's like Arman Calmer H.
Thank you, Arman Calmer H.
Something like that. Thank you for being so nice and giving us 5 stars, and your review was awesome. And then we have Nikki Love Phil. At least I can read that one. Again, thank you for the sweet review.
That review put a smile on my face. It was so sweet. I love all the reviews, but every now and then you get one that's like, whoa,
that's so
this
cool.
Person is so cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one, I really loved that one. It was long, it was heartfelt, it was beautiful.
It was definitely.
Yes. So thank you both for your reviews. If you want to reach out to us, we'll send you something pretty.
It's a sticker.
Okay, you took it too far.
You said purdy. Why can't I say sticker?
You're such a goofball. You spent too much time in Arkansas.
Oh, jeez.
All right, folks. Have a great week. Stay safe. Stay healthy. We will talk about some murder next week. How about it?
Woohoo!
All right. We love you guys so much. See you soon.
Bye.
Bye. Joe added amenities.
What the actual?
Do you want me to redo that?
Yes. I peed a little.